Listen to Inside the News at 10:30.
Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment. And listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of old gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Case, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, Peter Lee, and our genial host, the star of our old gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Oh, my, this has been the first chance what I've got for to sit down today. And I'm so much behind in my reading, too. Where's my book? Oh, yes, here it is. The Second Reader. I just love these little stories. This one is called School Days. School days are here once again. Every morning I kiss my mama and my papa goodbye and go to school. My schoolhouse is painted red. It is very pretty. There is a big fence around the schoolhouse. The fence is painted white. The fence is very pretty too. In front of the schoolhouse are three little benches. The benches are painted green. They are also very pretty. Inside the schoolhouse is my teacher. She is the prettiest of all. Don't say what color the teacher's painted. Let me for to see this story over here. Oh, it's called Vacation Time. Every summer, when school is over, I go to the country and spend my vacation with Grandmama and Grandpapa. It is so quiet there. Every night, I love to hear the chirping of the crickets, the singing of the whippoorwills, and the croaking of the little frogs. There is one little frog I love the best. His name is Jumpy. He makes the most noise of all. I hope he croaks tonight. You know, that's really beautiful.
Hello, Parson.
Oh, hello, John.
Parson, did you know that one of your faucets was leaking in the kitchen?
Leaking?
Listen, you can hear it from here.
Oh, you mean that drip in the faucet? Don't worry about that. It's been that way for the last 2 years.
For 2 years?
Yes.
Well, why don't you have it fixed?
Oh, try to have it fixed, John, but today you couldn't get a plumber for to make a special trip over here to a small job like that. You know, I've been waiting for something big to happen, like a flood or an explosion. Guess my luck, nothing has happened. Yeah.
Parky, you can hear that water dripping all over the place. It's starting to get on my nerves. Just listen.
Yeah. Does be annoying, doesn't it? You know something? I never noticed that before, but now what you called my attention to is starting for the get on my nerves, too. My only wish was I knew where I could get a plumber for to fix that. I could fix it myself, except for one thing.
What's that?
I don't know how. Say, wait a minute. Opiers must know lots of plumbers.
Well, what makes you say that?
Did you ever listen to his orchestra? I'm going over and see Opie. Say, Opie.
Yeah, what do you want, Parky?
Say, Opie, are you not a good plumber?
I sure do. What do you want a plumber for, Park?
Quiet. Yes, Lisbeth. Hear that water dripping? Got to get a plumber. Come over here for to fix that.
Well, why don't you give my cousin a crack at that job, Parky?
Your cousin? I'd be glad to. Does he be a good plumber?
Good plumber?
Yes.
He's forgotten more than any plumber you ever saw. You know, he ain't just no ordinary plumber.
No?
That boy studied plumbing in college. He's got a doctor's degree.
The colleges just give plumbers doctor's degrees now?
Oh, sure. He's a DDS.
How do you mean a DDS? A doctor of dental surgery?
No, a doctor of drains and sewers.
Doctor of drains and sewers, huh?
Oh, sure. You put that boy in the sewer and he's right at home.
I see.
You know, during the war, Parker, he did a lot of secret work for the government.
I bet he was in the underground, huh?
Yeah. Chester, that boy sure loves his plumbing.
He does.
You know, ever since he was a little kid, he wanted to be a plumber.
Did
well, I can remember 30 years ago when he was only 4 years old.
Yes.
You know what he did?
Right.
He switched the hot and cold water faucets in his father's bathtub.
Oh, my. Wasn't his father mad at him?
No, but he will be when he finds out.
Poppy, this is a small job. He don't need much of a plumber, you know. Don't got for to go to college for this, you know. But if he's your cousin, maybe what he'll do me a favor, he can come over here for to stop the dripping.
Oh, he won't come over here, Parker.
He won't?
You'll have to make an appointment with the doctor, go over to his office, and tell him all the symptoms.
Yeah. Tell him all the symptoms?
Yeah.
What symptoms? Look, Poppy, believe me, I'm done going for to have a baby. All I want him for to do is to come over and fix that faucet. I think it's crazy for me to go over there to his office.
Well, look, Parky, that's the way the doctor works.
Yes.
Now, you're just wasting your time arguing here with me. You better let me call him up and make an appointment for you.
Okay, call him up. I guess we'll have 4 minutes for to be able for to get any plumber today.
Okay. Operator, give me Flushing 11326. Hello, Doc. This is Opie. Say, there's a big drip over here where I work. Oh, no, not my boss. It's the faucet. Well, I tell you, he'd like to make an appointment to come over and see you this afternoon.
Yes.
I see. Well, hold the line a minute.
Right.
Parky, the doc says he's very busy.
Oh.
This afternoon, he's got to examine a hot water heater and a big wash tub.
Oh. Maybe he could squeeze me in between.
What's that, Doc? You say you can see him at 3 o'clock, huh? Okay, he'll be there. Or his name? His name is Parky Carter.
Yes.
I say Parky Carter. Spell it. Are you kidding? I got all I can do to pronounce it. Goodbye, Doc. Well, the doc will see you at 3 o'clock, Parky.
That's
now,
good.
His office is down in the professional building.
Yes.
He's on the 5th floor, and his name is Dr. Poole.
Dr. Poole? What's his first name?
Seth.
Seth Poole, huh?
Yeah, now you better get all dressed up so that you can make a nice impression on the doc.
Oh, listen, up, it used to be the craziest thing what I never heard. Got for to get all dressed up just for to go over and see a plumber, tell him about a drip what I got in a faucet. Well, I'm just done going over there, that's all.
Okay, you don't have to go, but Parky, just listen to that water dripping.
Yeah, okay. I'll go upstairs and get dressed and go over for to see the plumber. I mean the doctor. Oh, my.
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star, little Patty Bolton, sings September Song.
But the day grows short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got precious eyes I'll spare.
Now, some manufacturers believe in the old T.T. Barnum fanfare and drum beating to sell their product, but somehow we have a sneaking suspicion that most of you folks want the plain truth about cigarettes. So when we ask you to try Old Golds, we don't fill you with fancy statistics about throat irritation, nor do we trot out some medical claims about smoking or bedazzle you with cigarette laboratory tests. As simply and as honestly as we know how, we say to you, you will not find a single test tube in a pack of Old Golds. All you'll find are 20 smooth, delicious, and most fragrant cigarettes. We don't want you to become a hypochondriac every time you light a cigarette. We merely ask that you light an Old Gold and enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Look, Old Golds are made by folks who've been associated with the very best in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. We're tobacco men, not medicine men. We're in business to give you a wonderful smoke. And every advanced control known to tobacco science is concentrated on just one thing in an Old Gold, to give you every ounce of pleasure that's in the finest tobaccos money can buy, to give you a cigarette that's rich, mellow, and gratifying. Of course, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else, but listen, anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold.
Here it is, the professional building. Yeah, pretty fancy building for a plumber for to have his office.
Hey, Mr. Pocket Carcass. Mr. Pocket Carcass.
Wonder who that's calling me. You calling me, mister?
Yes. Are you Mr. Pocket Carcass?
Yes.
Well, see, I had to chase you all the way over here from your restaurant. I guess I just missed you over there.
Yes.
Am I glad I found you, because I have a very important message for you.
You got a very important message for me? What is it?
Well, you don't know me, but Joe found out I was coming to town here, and he wanted me to be sure and drop in on you and give you his best regards.
Oh, well, thanks very much. You say Joe? Well, what Joe is that?
Joe. Yeah. You know Joe. Clara's husband.
Oh, Clara's husband. Who's Clara?
Emily's sister.
Emily's sister? Well, what Emily?
The one that's married to Tom.
Tom?
Yeah, Phil's nephew.
Phil's nephew? What Phil?
The one who works for Harry.
Harry? Oh, you mean Harry Morton?
No, Harry Lewis.
Harry Lewis?
Yeah, Myrtle's husband.
Myrtle? Who's Myrtle?
Why, you know Myrtle. Joe's sister. Joe, he's the one who told me to give you his regards.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much.
Well, so long. See you later.
Yes, I'll see you later. Funny thing, you would think out of all those people, I would know one of them. Oh, well, might as well take upstairs, see the doctor. Oh, my, look who's standing in the lobby. It's that faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pocket-Carcass. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct, yes.
Hey, what you doing here at the professional building?
Well, I'm going upstairs for to see Dr. Poole, the plumber, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a leak in my faucet in my kitchen, wanted for to fix that.
Oh, my friend, you don't mean to say that you're going to hire a plumber just to fix a leaky faucet? You'll just be wasting your money. You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that. How you mean I'd be wasting money? I don't could fix it myself.
Why not? All you got to do is buy the book that I am selling for a small sum of $125.
Book?
Sure, it's a big book. It's what we call an encyclopedia.
An encyclopedia?
These are famous books, you know. Yes, sir. There's two big companies that puts them out.
Yes.
There is my company, which puts them out in this country and calls it the Encyclopedia of the United States.
Yes.
And another company puts them out in England. They call theirs the Encyclopedia of Britain Bananas Mania.
Encyclopedia of Britain's Bananas Mania.
That's right.
Well, that sounds like a very important book.
Oh, it is an important book. Yes, sir. Not only does it tell you all about ancient hysteria.
Yes.
Also, it links you to higher mathematics like algebra.
Algebra?
Uh-huh. All the other different branches of science.
Yes. No, look, Mr. Sharp. I don't want for to know nothing about science. What I would like for to know is how to fix a leak in my faucet, you see.
Oh, well, don't worry. That's in there, too.
Yes.
It's in the back of the book.
Oh.
It's a repair department. You always find a repair department in the back.
Mr. Sharp, by the time when I'm go through that big book of yours trying for to find out how to fix a leak in my faucet, my restaurant is could be under 6 feet of water.
No. It ain't no trouble to find nothing in this book. All you gotta do is turn to the index.
I see.
You find anything you want in 2 seconds.
Oh.
Let me show you.
Yes.
Want to fix a water pipe. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. Yes.
Okay. Now, that comes under plumbing.
That's right.
Plumbing. Now, to find plumbing, you just turn to the index, you look under the letter F, then you proceed to...
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
To find plumbing, you look under the letter F?
Yeah, it's under fruit.
You say plumbing is under fruit?
Yeah, plumbing starts with plum, don't it?
A very interesting system you got there.
Okay. Here we are. We get it right here.
Yes.
Plumbing.
Yes.
Now, what do you say your trouble is?
The water in my faucet drips.
Okay. Yes. All we got to do is look on the drip.
Yes.
Here we are.
What do you say?
See leaky faucet. Leaky faucet. That's L, ain't it?
Sure is.
Okay, so we find the leaky faucet. Leaky faucet. Here we are, leaky faucet.
What do you say?
Sea water pipe. Water pipe. That's W. Oh, boy, this book tells you everything.
So far, it don't tell you very much. What's it going to say on the water pipes?
Okay, here we are. Water pipes.
Yes.
Water. There you are, Mr. Puck. Your carcass is your complete answer. Yes. Tells you how to get the whole thing fixed.
It does?
I bet you thought it wasn't there.
I really did. What does it say?
It says, It says, very often a water pipe will cause a leaky faucet.
Yes.
And this will cause the water to drip.
Yes.
Should this happen...
Yes.
The best thing to do is to call a plumber.
Look, I don't want your book. Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Goodbye, Mr. Punk, you carcass.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing It's a Penny to Say Goodnight. be sensible about it. No cigarette can give you a throat treatment. The only thing a cigarette can do is give you pleasure. Tobacco pleasure. That's the truth about cigarettes. And that's the way we want to advertise Old Gold, the truthful way. So when we ask you to try Old Gold, we don't give you a three-ring circus about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking and throat irritation. We simply tell you Old Golds are the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Made by men who love good quality tobaccos. Made smooth, mellow, and rich for your smoking delight and pleasure. Let's not kid ourselves. And friends, don't be kidded. No cigarette can give you a throat treatment, but OG's can give you one whale of a treat. So, like we've been saying, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counter. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine. And if you want a treat instead of a treatment, Old Gold.
The place, Dr. Seth Poole, DDS, plumbing consultant. Oh, my, what a beautiful office. He must take care of some of the richest pipes in Los Angeles.
How do you do, sir?
How you do, Dr. Poole? My name is Bipak Yakaki.
Oh, yes. You had a 3 o'clock appointment.
Yes, I did.
Pardon me while I answer this phone. My nurse is out today.
Your nurse is out?
Hello, Dr. Poole speaking. Oh, yes, Miss Spurko. I was just going to call you. I have some bad news for you. I just got the x-rays back. I'm afraid we'll have to operate. But you're the one who must make the decision. Yes, it is rather serious. I'm sure we can save the pilot, but we may lose the refrigerator. Yes. Very well, goodbye. Ah, that's a very sad case.
It does sound very sad, losing a refrigerator in times like this.
Now, just what is your trouble, Mr. Parkercarcus?
Well, I got a faucet what leaks in my restaurant.
Ah, well, sit right down and we'll try and diagnose your case, shall we? Hmm?
Yes.
Now, don't be nervous. I'll have to ask you a few questions.
Yes.
How old is the building?
Building? Oh... 38, 40 years old.
40 years old?
Yes.
Well, there's your whole trouble. It's suffering from old age.
Old age?
Oh, yes. You see, my boy, a water system is no different than a human system. You see, there is the water main, which corresponds to the human heart.
Yes.
And all the small pipes that run from the main all over the building correspond to your arteries.
I see.
Now, when these pipes get old, what do we have?
What?
Poor circulation.
Oh.
And what does poor circulation cause?
What?
Hardening of the water pipes.
Hardening of the water pipes?
Yes.
You know, doctor, I never thought that my faucet had a sickness like hardening of the water pipes. I thought the reason why it was dripping was because it had dropsy.
Now, Mr. Parkercarcus, you have a very simple problem. We run into it every day. I'll simply have to operate and remove all the old water pipes and install new ones.
Yes, sir. How much is this operation going for to cost, doctor?
Oh, it usually runs around $400, but I don't want you to hold me to that figure because it may vary a few dollars either way.
Yeah.
Maybe $398 or $2,200.
398 or $2,200?
Yes, around there somewhere.
Say, doctor, $2,200, don't that be a lot of money just for to fix a small drip in a faucet?
My friend, your trouble is much more than just a small drip in a faucet.
It is?
That's all you can see, but I can see what's going on between those walls. Why is your pipe dripping?
Why?
Because those old pipes are just wasting away.
Oh.
Your sewer is probably all clogged up.
Oh.
Oh, I only wish you could come along with me on some of my cases so I could show you exactly what I mean.
Yes?
I'm going on a very interesting case tonight. Maybe you'd like to come along. I'm crawling through a sewer.
No, I don't think what I could make it tonight, but I'm sure that you must meet lots of interesting people crawling through all the city.
Oh, very.
Yes, well, I guess if my pipes has got for to be fixed, they got for to be fixed, that's all, yes. Tell me, Doctor, when could you start?
Immediately. Yes. We have no time to lose. I don't mean to frighten you, but I wouldn't want anything to burst.
Oh, my.
My friend, I don't mind telling you that you came to me just in time.
You know, I didn't realize what it was that serious. Say, doctor, are you sure what everything will be all right? I mean, I don't got nothing for to worry about, do I?
My son, I can assure you of one thing.
Yes?
I've been practicing for a great many years.
Yes.
And I've never lost a pipe.
Gee, thanks, doctor. I feel a lot better now.
I can't understand it. After Dr. Poole put in that whole new water system, the faucet still drips.
Yes, John, and so far it cost me $2,800 and it's still the same. Just listen to that.
Well, the doctor's been here all night long trying to find the trouble party.
Yes, and I've been right here with him all night, too, heating hot water for him. Oh, here's the doctor.
Mr. Barkakakis, I am baffled. Frankly, I don't know what's wrong, why that faucet keeps leaking. It's beyond me. But before I give up, with your permission, I'd like to call in a specialist for consultation.
Call in a specialist? Look, Dr. Poole, I'm done going for to spend another cent on this. Already this thing has cost me $2,800.
Yes, but don't forget, not only did I have to change the whole water system next door, but I also had to tear up the streets for almost the whole block.
I know, but the faucet is still leaking. Listen. My, it just stopped.
That's right, it has stopped. I wonder what's happened.
Parky, I fixed the faucet.
Joan, you say what? You fixed the faucet?
Why, this is the greatest thing I ever heard. Tell me, miss, how were you able to stop that leak? What did you do?
I just turned the handle tight, that's all.
Turn the handle off, for heaven's sake.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. And makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Parky Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.